Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me again today for a year in the Word. You know, we live in a time when knowledge is readily available, and I mean readily accessible. We can go on the internet and find out anything we want to know, and yet there are many throughout even the United States that don't even know what is contained in the pages of the Holy Bible, the wealth of restorative power that is to be gained from living in its precepts. Oh, my goodness. We absolutely must be readers, hearers, and doers, most of all doers of the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen. I'm not going to be before you very long today. We just have a couple of chapters in Psalms. We're going through chapters 24 through 26, so that is three chapters, actually, to be exact. So, again, I won't be before you very long. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge your presence. We acknowledge you as the all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. We give you glory, O God, and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us this time and giving us the privilege of being able to read your word. Oh God, as we go forth into your word, we're asking, Lord, that you give us more knowledge, more wisdom, and give us the understanding that is contained in its pages. Lord, we know that your word tells us that your word is spiritually discerned. So we need to put on Christ in order to understand the word of God. Oh, Lord God, knock on each and every heart on today. Oh, Lord God, and open their minds to receive of your word and to receive the great salvation and the great love, Lord God, that you are spreading out among all of us. Lord, we give glory to you for this love that is from everlasting to everlasting. We give glory to you for this love that has no conditions, no boundaries, no borders, and no limits. Oh, God, we thank you. Open our minds and hearts to receive the word in Psalms 24 through 26. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I am reading to you from Psalms 24 through 26. I am reading again from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let us begin. Glory to God. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you lifted, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed be dealt treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distress. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with adulterous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assemblies of the evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands is a sinister scheme and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My foot stands in an even place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 24 through 26. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you and God keep you. God anoint you. I pray that you will continue on this journey with me through a year in the word. Amen.